We continue today with lesson number 11 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We're continuing in the third perek today with Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, 3 and 4. And we move now from the list of those wounds and injuries to an animal that render it trefa, and those which, despite the fact that they are wounds, do not render it a trefa, in the case of behemos, of cows, sheep, goats, etc. Now we move to the list with reference to ophos, to birds, chickens and pigeons, etc. The elu trefos ba'of. The following is a list of those injuries which render an oaf terefa. Nukuvas haveshet, a hole in its esophagus. Pisukas hagargeres, and a severed trachea, a severed kone or windpipe. Hikato chuldo al rosho, if a chuldo, usually translated as a weasel or some other small rodent of that type, strikes a bird, a chicken, let's say, on its head, meaning it bites it upon its head. Mekom she'osa oso trefa, if the chulda struck the bird at a place on the head, which had there been a hole there, it would have rendered the animal trefa. For example, if it bit it upon a head in a spot where the krum shel moach, where the membrane surrounding the brain, which is such a sensitive krum, such a sensitive membrane as far as trefos is concerned, then this animal requires a bedika, requires a post-mortem, so to speak, examination. And the Gemara describes how that examination is conducted. And if it proves that there is a hole in the krum shel moach, then the animal is a trefa. Nikav hakurkovon. The kurkovon is a small sack in the throat of the animal in which food is stored. If there's a hole in the kurkovon, then the animal is considered a trefa. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines are punctured, naflolo ur, or if the animal falls into fire, it's burned, the nechmeru b'nei me'eho, and its innards, its intestines, its inner organs are scorched, shriveled because of the fire. Im yirukim pisulim, im adumim kisherim. If the color has changed from the usual reddish color to a greenish yellowish color, then the oaf is a trefa. If, however, they remain red in the natural manner, the color then proves that they are the color then is an indication that the oaf is kosher. Dirosso, if a person, for example, kicks or steps upon a oaf, upon a chicken or whatever, utrofa bakosel, or throws it against the wall, o sheritzato behema, or if an animal tramples upon it, in all of these traumatic injuries, there is a possibility that the bird has undergone risuk evorim, its internal organs have been scrambled, perhaps dislocated. Umifarcheset, if the animal is still moving around, however shaky it's moving, but it's moving around. Vishohaso me es la es, and it lasts for a full 24-hour period, ushechoto, and then it was shechted. In other words, it was not shechted immediately, but it did survive and was somewhat mobile for a 24-hour period. Kishera, that animal is kasher, although, as the Gemara explains, that too requires a post-mortem bedika. Moving on now to Mishnah number 4. V'elu kisheros ba'of, the following symptoms, wounds, injuries, do not render the bird teref, but rather the bird remains kosher. Nikvo ha-gargeres, if there is merely a puncture in the gargeres, in the kone, in the windpipe, oshen nistika, or if it is split lengthwise, then the animal remains kosher. Only if it is severed horizontally is there a problem in the case of an oaf. Hikato chuldo al rosho mikom she'eno ose oso trefa. Suppose the bird was struck by an animal, a weasel, but on a place on its head where if a hole is discovered there, which would not render the animal trefa. For example, the chulda attacked it not in the region where the moach, where the brain of the bird is. Then the animal is still kosher. Nikav hazefek. Zefek, too, is a kind of a pouch in which the animal stores the grain which it has ingested, from which food is kind of withdrawn from the zefek internally and placed into the keva, into the actual stomach of the animal where the food is digested. So if the zefek is merely punctured, but not removed, amputated, then the animal bird remains kosher. Rebbe Omer, afilu nital, even if the zefek is totally removed, the oaf would remain kosher. The Chachamim do not seem to agree. The Tanakhama would hold that only nikav hazefek is kosher, but nital hazefek, if it's totally removed, it would be treifa, according to the Chachamim. Rebbe disagrees. The halacha is not like Rebbe. Yotzu b'nei me'eho. Suppose the intestines are protruding from the body. V'lo nikfu, but they're not punctured. We see that they are intact. The animal remains kosher. Nishtabru gapeho, if the bones of the wing of the bird are broken. Nishtabru ragleho, or if the lower part of the feet of the bird are broken. Nimritu kenofeho, or if the feathers have been plucked, the feathers are missing. In all these events, according to Tanakhama, the oaf, the bird, remains kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nitlo hanotza, if the feathers, the fine feathers which surround the animal, protect it in a certain way, are removed, then the animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is pisula, is a trefa. Because this is analogous to geluda, to an animal, a mammal, whose skin has been flayed, in which case we learned earlier that the animal is a trefa. But in the case of a bird, Rabbi Yehuda says, pesula. The Chachamim don't seem to be bothered by this phenomenon of nitla hanotza. And it's a machlokes, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is lenient, that even nitla hanotza, the a bird remains kosher. And so we have concluded Mishnah Daled, and in the process have concluded lesson number 11.